2 days into the Jaguars' offseason conditioning program, and it's clear things are different. How the changes will play out and how dramatic the difference will be, we'll find out in the weeks and months ahead. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. When middle linebacker Paul Posluszny and defensive tackle Malik Jackson walked out the door in January, they knew that when they returned, things would be different.
It reminds me of a lot of Coach Paterno and just the discipline, attention to detail. Things are going to be done in a very specific, very clean way. So it's great, really. It'll be a very positive change for all of us.
We're going to be a team, and we're going to build this thing to win championships and win games. And not saying that Gus didn't do that, but it's that emphasis. It's like we know what we got to get to, and we know that it's a big gap between that. But every day we're going to come in and we're going to work to do that. And he putting that pressure on guys, you know what I mean? And that's what we need.
Free agent defensive end Calais Campbell was clear that doing things the Coughlin way was one of the primary reasons he signed on in Jacksonville.
It starts up top and works its way down. And, you know, when you see the intensity in the head guy's eyes, you know, as a general or soldier, you know, you have to have that same kind of intensity, you know. And so, I mean, it definitely starts with Coughlin and then Coach Marone and then Ty Wash and so on and so forth, you know. And just we kind of just reiterate and follow suit, whatever they're preaching and teaching us.
Bringing in Coach Coughlin, you know, to kind of just get everybody from front office down, right, you know, I think that's what we need, you know. I'm not saying Gus was bad last year. I'm not saying anything about last year. I just think that, you know, we need a little more discipline, and I think he definitely brings that.
So how deep do these changes go? Well, consider that even some things that you wouldn't have thought needed to be changed are different. Posluszny is giving way to Miles Jack in the middle of the Jags defense and moving from where he started 129 games over his 10-year Pro Bowl NFL career to the strong side, where he's never taken a single snap.
It's going to be the biggest challenge of my career. The Mike and Will are very similar. Stack linebackers will be off the ball. Sam will be on the ball more, lining up next to a tight end, you know, on a tight end, which I've never done before. So that'll be a challenge.
I've never seen Puz even seem to be hesitant, and that may not be the right word. But it's clear that he's struggling with the idea of moving away from something that worked for him for so long and worked so well. True to his team-first nature, he is embracing the challenge. And for a guy who's never even sniffed the playoffs or had a winning season, he's wrapped his arms around it. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We're back with you on Friday after the Jaguars' annual draft luncheon.